This week in the Missouri Senate, we preview major goals for the next regular legislative session.
Well, we don't need 23 on a lot of issues.
And we're up to 9 members.
Senate President Pro Tem Ron Richard of Joplin says he has 3 goals for 2017.
I've decided to wait a little bit on the governor's policy announcements when he begins his new departments and after the transition. But from the senators, we've heard that we're going to do some labor reform based on the election. We think that we have the desire to press forward on those reforms, legal reform, tort reform. We tried to pass last year and unable to do so, and some regulatory reform. Now, all three have an interest in the Senate for a number of years, but I think with the election of a governor now, there's more interest in the fact that we can get across the line and get those actions signed.
Senate Minority Floor Leader Gina Walsh of Bell Fountain Neighbors adds she has some of the same goals, but a different way of getting there.
My goal is to see us answer the transportation problem. I'd like to see some legislation passed that helps working families, like a paid leave bill. I think that would really go a long way in supporting working families across the state. You know, it's unusual that a lot of the members in Washington, D.C. have all helped pass a family leave bill, but not for their own staff members, which I find is unusual. But I think it would be really helpful, especially for folks that work on a salaried basis.
Senator Richard also says he believes regulations have become too burdensome on businesses.
Pushing companies to go to other states and other countries that don't have those burdens. So all three of those, labor reform, legal reform, I mean, we're a very litigious society, and frankly, there's been a number of reports the last couple of years that Missouri is a, quote, judicial hellhole, which means that it's very friendly to have a lawsuit, particularly if it's unfounded lawsuit. Now, if someone does something wrong, we're not against a lawsuit to challenge people or institutions, companies to do something wrong, but just the frivolous kind that keeps business from growing and just keeps beating them down is uncalled for.
For Senator Walsh, bringing new jobs to Missouri is imperative.
Depending on how we do it, education and infrastructure are two of the big things. The senator and I disagree on right to work. I believe that the men and women that work in this state are a big part of the economic engine and the contractors that they work for. You know, it's nice to have a good paying job and a well-trained workforce. And if you don't have that, things don't always go like you'd like them to go. A lot of our construction projects in this state are always on time or sooner.
The first regular session of the 99th General Assembly will start at noon on Wednesday, January 4th. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate, plus see a complete list of pre-filed legislation by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting for the Missouri Senate, I'm Dean Morgan.